This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on in Safari with me, Doug Steffen, with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. 7 after the hour on April 25th, right? Got it right.
Yeah, when did that happen?
Yesterday.
Next week is May. Let that sink in.
Unga bunga, that's for sure. The fact that we are trying to, we're in the enlightenment business. We're actually in the advertising business, but we're also in the enlightenment business, and we're in the fun business. When your moment of transcendence arrives, when you realize that you are one cog in a huge, big chain, but yet you have influence, you have meaning, you have value. And so it's really, you have, I hear this from people all the time, oh, I'm just one person. Well, you know, a lot of things have changed because of one person. Look at all of the impact that Leonardo da Vinci had, right? As you pick one person, the Wright brothers. By the way, that airport that they have, there's a lot of airport stuff going on this week. And the celebration down in, what is it, North Carolina? Where the Wright Field, I think it's either North Carolina or South Carolina. But it's the oldest operating airport in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Still, they have commercial planes and private planes and stuff in there. Fascinating place. If you're a traveler and you want to go see something, see, this is the sort of stuff that fascinates me. I love going to the NASA headquarters, wherever there's something that has to do with flight. I find it just, I don't know, I just find it, we all have our interests, and that's one of the things that I'm interested in.
It's well, I'm surprised it's not in Ohio. I would have thought that the airport would be in Ohio,
Dayton?
But it's in, but it's in one of the Carolinas.
Yeah, that's what it's about. The Wright Field, named for the Wright brothers, is in Dayton. And it's been a very significant part of aviation history in our country. Speaking of aviation, the airline industry is about to be hit with a tsunami of pilot retirements. The nation's pilot shortage is getting to be a problem, and it's liable to limit flight availability for you as a passenger this summer. And it'll also put pressure on fares. The pilot shortage, the collapse in air service that happened during the COVID era. And so now the infrastructure of the airlines, because the mandatory retirement age is 65, so half the pilots working today will hit that retirement age unless they change it.
They have to retire. There's no choice. Yeah, it's not like people are just wanting to be done. They have no option.
And there are a lot of people who are, there are a lot of folks who are pilots that are complaining they don't want to retire, and they shouldn't have to if they're in good shape. It shouldn't be a mandatory, arbitrary, okay, 65, you're out. If you're in good health, and lots of people are when they're 65, then you should be able to keep, I would be at my age, still able to fly a commercial because I'm in good shape mentally and physically. So why is it an age thing? It's so, the leadership, again, the way cookie-cutter solutions to problems that don't exist. Are there plenty of people under 65? You look at some of the pilots these days, they're way out of shape. Way out of shape. Those people, I don't want to fly with a guy who's, a, you know, way overweight. What happens if he has a heart attack while we're at 35,000 feet?
That's why there's two, but it should be one of those things. And I stand by this for driver's license as well. But every so many years, you should have to retake the test, make sure you can still do all of this stuff, the written test, the in-car test, all of that. And when it comes to pilots, there should be medical, more physical exams and everything just to make sure. And, yeah, I agree with you, Doug. Age should not be one of the requirements. It should be, are you capable of doing this? How is your health? Because we also know that blood clots are a big issue when you fly and you're in the air and you're told, even as a passenger, to get up every so often and just walk around the cabin.
Well, this is something that will be especially important for people who live in rural areas that have a small airport and is served by regional airlines, because the younger pilots are moving along faster now, moving up into the second seat of a 737, let's say, and then into the pilot seat, and then they get into bigger planes. But they're moving them up faster because there is more of a need for pilots as we get back to COVID. There are a lot of pilots that went out during COVID. They didn't come back again. They decided, I'm going to just hit the road. But now we've got this collapse of air service in the regional airlines. And right now there are 500 airplanes. In the last 2.5-3 years, these planes that are fairly new, 4, 5, 6 years old, they're sitting on the tarmac because they haven't got enough pilots to fly them. So we're down in the regional airline system 40% from where it was before COVID. And so if you're wondering, I thought about that because it used to be easy for me to fly from Salt Lake City down to Los Angeles in a regional American jet. They don't even offer service now. You got to go through Phoenix or Dallas or someplace like that. And the restoration of service, I look at the flight schedule just as an example. I go back and forth to Los Angeles all the time. And American is my chosen airline because, not because I think they're the greatest, but because I've over the years accumulated lots of miles going back and forth, so I just stay with them. And frankly, they offer the kind of service in a plane that's comfortable for me, so that's why I stick with them. They've had before the pandemic, they had 5 flights in each direction a day from L.A. to Boston. When the pandemic started, they stopped all direct service from L.A. to Boston. I had to go through Dallas if I wanted to go to L.A. on American, and I did. Delta had one flight a day between L.A. and Boston. That was it. And they made deals between the airlines so that they wouldn't be over-servicing places that they didn't need to have any service. So that's just an example. Most of the airlines haven't yet fully restored the service cuts they made during the pandemic. And so now I use the reference, I just had 5 flights a day. It's now down to, during the wintertime, during January this year was 1 in each direction. Then it was February was 2. Last month there was 3. Now it's back up to 4. But in some places, the airlines have completely cut off flights. 11 airports in smaller cities, no connection at all to the hubs. And so now, this summer, record bookings on some of the carriers, and because of limited capacity, that's cranking up the fares. And I just look at some of these, the larger airlines like American, United, and Delta, shortages of pilots. They've been hiring pilots from a lot of different places. They've been paying for them to be trained. Mm-hmm. They get them when they come out of the service. They get them from regional airlines, all of that sort of thing. And when you consider that when they train the pilots, cost the airlines $80,000, they don't want to waste their money because there are the costs for a pilot to get trained. If he's college educated, it can be as much as $200,000. And that's good to know that we have that kind of somebody sitting in the cockpit. But the other side of it is that kind of keeps some people out who can't get into it. Like all people can't go to be doctors and lawyers because it's expensive.
Well, it's also in the stance of we want professional people who can do the job to get us from point A to point B, but we also want someone who is well-equipped in case something goes wrong.
Some of the airlines have been pushing the Congress to change pilot qualification, and that's not a good idea. what they need. They don't need to compromise safety. What they need is to allow pilots to stay in longer as long as they're healthy. So it's now 65. Move it to 67. You know, that's a start. There are 64,000 airline pilots in the country. There are, there are like 70-some-odd thousand positions. And that's why the regional airline stuff is as important as it is. But pushing for a raise on the retirement age is also good. But there are some who say, oh, that's not a good idea. Baloney. It's a great idea. Increase the mandatory retirement age by 2 years. It allows airlines to schedule and, you know, the guys that have been around the longest who choose to fly the biggest planes, they get paid by the load. And a pilot for a jumbo jet, not unusual for the major airlines to make $340,000, $350,000, $360,000 a year. And I think that's fine. I want somebody flying the plane that knows how to fly the plane, thank you. And isn't it worth it to pay them $300,000-$400,000 a year? Yes, it certainly is. So I think that's all, you know, it's kind of from the food for thought department, but it is. We're getting into travel season, people making their arrangements, and people are scratching their head. Hey, how come it used to cost me $350 to take this trip, it's now $600, what's the scoop? And that's the scoop in part of your flying.
You have to pay extra to make sure your luggage gets there.
Yeah, right. That does happen, right? They hook you for everything. For everything. All right, I want you to get hooked on Calitrin to get the most from your weight loss program. You need to go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. Check out what they are offering. Right now, I've used the Doug code because they're celebrating the entrance into the 27th year. All of the big things that they have offered over the years, the very special things, you can take advantage of any or all of them using the Doug code, plus you get free shipping. But the most important thing here is that this works. Calitrin works. Save yourself. Save your body. Save your life. This is, you know, there are plenty of proven ways to lose weight. Yeah. But how many proven ways are there to keep it off? I tell you one, and it's Calitrin. 1-1-1. So take advantage. Go to toploss.com, get on the program, use the Doug code, and you'll be a very happy camper.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
I
am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Great news, it's 23 after the hour. Good day, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Morgan Freeman is one of the best actors in the country, I think. Mm-hmm. And so he has been quoted lately as focusing negatively on some of the terms that apply to him and his race. Because they do refer to it as the black race, but what other terms are used and what he thinks about some of the terms referring to black Americans. We'll dig around in that for a few minutes because I think it really is kind of an interesting anecdotal way of looking at this guy's career. He's 85 years old now. What is the color of his skin meant to his career, and what does it mean in general? We'll talk about that after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so Morgan Freeman, one of my favorite actors. In fact, he's setting the record straight about his feelings on race, his race. He said that he doesn't like being called an African American. He doesn't like the phrase Black History Month. And I don't blame him. Black History Month is an insult, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It's like Black America. I have a problem now, whether his thoughts and mine go hand in hand. We are Americans first and of African descent second, not the other way around in my mind. And the same goes to people who are Italians or Irish or whatever it is. He says that he doesn't subscribe to these titles. Black people have had different titles back to the N-word. He says, I don't know how these things get such a grip, but now everybody, because it's politically correct, Morgan, that's really where it comes from. Why does it get accepted? Because somebody says it's the appropriate way to refer. And why is it the appropriate way? Who the
well,
heck
usually
knows?
It's white people that say it's the appropriate way.
Yeah, right.
Like, let's be real. And when it comes to the term African-American, a lot of families have been here in America for so long.
Right.
Just like you don't say English-American or Italian-American for people who have had generations upon generations upon generations here.
Yeah, it's not appropriate. Anyway, he said he's friends with Denzel Washington, and Denzel said, and Morgan identified with this, I'm very proud to be black,
mm-hmm.
but black is not all that I am. And that's what Morgan Freeman says, exactly. I'm in total agreement. You can't define me that way. And I think that that is an excellent way of looking at this. And so under the circumstances, but the people who are black sort of fall into this or, again, more because folks think it's politically correct. I've never used the term. I don't like the term. And I've been called out for calling people black. Well, they're African-Americans. You can call them that if that's what you want. I'm going to call them black because that, to me, is what they are. Most black people, Morgan Freeman points out, are mongrels anyway. Most of us, we're all mongrels, frankly. We all have so much different seed in us that it becomes nonsensical to try to narrow it down. So good for him for speaking out. It's 28 after. This is Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A ceasefire in Sudan appears to be holding after taking effect at midnight local time. It's the fourth attempt to stop the fighting, which started on April 15th, with previous truces failing rather quickly. USA officials said the 72-hour truce had been agreed between the Army and the paramilitary rapid support forces, at least 400 people having been killed in the conflict. An attempt at the first privately funded lunar landing is about to take place today. Japan's iSpace launched its lander to the moon aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket in December, and since then it's been heading for a lunar orbit, which it achieved on Friday. 12:40 p.m. Eastern this afternoon, the lander will begin braking. It should take about an hour to reach the lunar surface. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
The hour, almost 35 past. This is Doug Stephan. Good day.
Am I talking too quickly, Jay?
People don't understand if I talk too quickly.
Almost like, what is it? The auctioneer.
Yes. Sold, American. That's what happens. I love going to auctions.
It's great.
I don't know whether it's recreation. This time of year, farmers and farm entities are having auctions every day. I look across my email, and there's an auction today, an auction tomorrow. I'm bringing a lot of stuff from the farm. I've been cleaning out a lot of the old things on the farm that I don't need anymore. that are there and taking up time and space. They're worth something, so bring them to the auction. All kinds of things. Tires, tractors, implements. There are things... You'll get a kick out of this. Over the years, we've collected toilets. Now, don't ask me why we have collected toilets.
I was going to ask you why.
I usually tear down a house once a year, and I use the woods and stuff for fixing things on the farm. Mm-hmm. And usually when you tear down a house, there are going to be toilets and sinks and that sort of thing. Dishwashers, all that stuff. We got that all over the place. So I've just decided I don't need... We have... one of the storage areas in the barn, we have 14 toilets. I went through there yesterday with Mary. I said, what do we have 14 toilets for? Well, we've collected them. And we're putting in a couple of public restrooms. So, yeah, I said, save a few of them.
Okay.
But I look at the sizes, the shapes of the sinks and the toilets that we have. It's very amusing reality.
Yeah, but I had no idea you were a toilet hoarder. Fun fact about Doug Steffen.
Yes, toilets are us. That's what we have down on the farm. Speaking of toilets, Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon are out. Somebody said to me, this is we have the designations of so-called P1s, primary listeners. The number one thing that they want to hear discussed today is the story on Tucker Carlson and on Don Lemon. Okay, the story is they both were fired because they were bad for business. The rest of it is all nonsense. They parted ways because of this, that, and the other thing. No, well, yeah, they did. But this, that, and the other thing boils down to they were bad for business. And so this is all of these things. What, you think Rupert Murdoch got to be worth $9 billion because he was a bad businessman? I don't think so. And the people that control the Murdoch family controls Fox and a number of other entities. And so... This is the son didn't just buy a $214 million house in Brentwood, not in Brentwood, in, and it wasn't in Beverly Hills, Bel Air. He bought a house in Bel Air. He didn't buy that house because they're bad at understanding their business. Their core business are newspapers, television, and so, hello, these guys were bad for business. So when you got to make a payment on a $214 million house, you don't want it jeopardized by some, turkey like Tucker Carlson. So anyway, that's the end of that. And on we go. Samoa, a lot of people have been talking about Samoa this week. Do you understand what's going on there? They're on the brink of a civil war, and it's one of these religious...
Well, they have been for some time, haven't they?
Yeah, they have been. Yeah, that whole... There's a mess... There, it just, what else can you say about it? It's
mm-hmm.
It's a distraction. It shows that man has not yet learned to get along with man. Period. End of story. The Ed Sheeran copyright trial. Yesterday we made a big thing out of it all starting. Well, really what happened yesterday was jury selection began in this copyright trial. So they're trying to figure out whether he lifted elements of Let's Get It On for his song Thinking Out Loud. We played the, the two comparisons, and they, it kind of feels like maybe he's got a problem there because it certainly does sound. But then you look around and figure the music industry is as it is. Look at the hundreds of millions, billions of dollars made every year on 8 notes.
Mm-hmm.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Those are the 8 notes, basic instruments and stuff. So what?
There's only so many tempo options.
Thank you.
Yeah, all of that. And I can't recall immediately there are a couple other songs who have also not quite sampled, but just sound very similar to Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
Let's Get It On.
They were never named in any kind of lawsuit. And also, the people who own the rights to Marvin Gaye's library now,
uh-huh.
They're not even part of this lawsuit.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So who's suing, then why is he getting...
I'm going to have to look for that information again, but I remember reading yesterday that they weren't... His estate's not even a part of this. The estate people, I should say, not the music rights. The people who are in charge of Marvin Gaye's estate, they are not part of this lawsuit.
Hmm. Well, that's surprising. I didn't know that. Did you know, speaking of what we know and what we don't know, before we go to Uri Geller to get some motivation, the First Republic Bank, that was the third in line after the bank in California and New York went to bust and they had to get bought out by the feds and some other consortium of banks, that in the first day, when it looked like First Republic had a problem, this is a bank used by high net worth individuals. People who have lots of money, are serviced well, and it's a good bank. I've done business with them. I like the bank, but they had a deposit outflow in one day of $72 billion. When people started getting nervous about what was going on, so, and it would have topped $100 billion if not for the rescue from 11 other banks that put money deposits into First Republic. That's how they save each other. They take money that they have that's in excess and put it in somebody else's bank to keep them from going down into the mud. And that's what happened with First Republic. And they're okay now, but just think about it. $72 billion in one day because people get spooked. Seems kind of silly, doesn't it, when you get down to brass tacks. All right, let's sober up here. Uri Geller joins us on Good Day right after this.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
It's 43 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jay and I welcome our weekly visitor, Uri Geller, a motivator extraordinaire, lives in Iraq. And there I was. I'm going to say it again. What in the world do I have? I said that to Uri when we were just talking about going on. Instead of Israel, I said Iraq. And you said it was a Freudian slip. Okay, so what's motivating me to think of Iraq when I'm thinking of Israel? Why do you suppose I said that?
Well, this is amazing. It's really very interesting and psychological because sometimes when we sleep, we dream about certain things that are totally out of the line. You never think about those situations that you dream about. Now, most of the time, when you wake up, the dream is erased from your memory.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really remember what you dreamt. So it could have very well been that you dreamt about a war in Iraq. Maybe you dreamt that you were a soldier driving a jeep in the middle of the war. And when you woke up this morning, you forgot about the dream. It's gone. It's erased. You cannot recall the dream. But there are certain little spurts of little information that is left over from the dream. So because I cannot fathom why on earth you said the word Iraq.
No, twice I said it. Yeah.
Twice. This is incredible. Right. And I'll tell you why it's incredible. This is synchronicity or maybe even paranormal. This morning, I was sending some of my friends very interesting articles from the Daily Mail in England about my CIA work. Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was involved in certain aspects with Iraq, and with finding a certain individual that was hiding underground. You can all kind of remember who that was. I won't mention it. And maybe somehow, because we are connected to each other with this invisible spiritual thread through which we can transmit information, the power, the energy, love, maybe you felt what I was doing this morning. And it's really intricate, but it is absolutely I mean, the mind, you know, our brain is the most powerful, our intuition is the most powerful engine, search engine in the universe. We know so little about our brains.
Yeah.
Maybe 10%, maybe 12%. But what about the rest? So, yeah, these telepathical occurrences, and I'm sure all our listeners right now say, yeah, this happens a lot to me. Yes, I'm telepathic. I have some ability. I dream of somebody who I haven't spoken for a year or two or 10, and they call you that day. Or you go to a place that you've never been before, and it suddenly looks to you absolutely, totally familiar, and you switch into the thing that you say, oh, it's deja vu. I mean, I'm sure that every listener right now who's listening to us, including Hannah, who is right next here, next to the table now, we have experienced deja vu. I mean, you have, right, Doug?
Of course. We always think of, I've been there before. As a matter of fact, I think I felt that in Israel. Maybe that's one of the reasons I like going there, beside the fact that you live there now. But I love going to Israel because it feels like home, almost, in a sense. It feels comfortable. It feels okay. And so I'm guessing that in my past life experience or lives, I've had some important experiences in Israel. Maybe I've had them in Iraq, too. Who knows? But I certainly feel comfortable.
And I felt that from you when you were here. It looked to me like you were almost born here in Israel, in the Holy Land.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Doc, so today's a Memorial Day, Remembrance Day. Tomorrow is Independence Day, so we are going to have all over Israel, especially on the coastline, F-35 flying, all kinds of airplanes. You know, there will be sound and energy. It will be an amazing air show all across Israel, over every town, every city, every kibbutz. It will be amazing. And we will be on the top of our roof watching.
You know, one of the things about Israel that's so amazing, given the fact it's such a small country, is the ability that they have to have the resources, frankly, to do all of this. What they've created there, the business climate in Israel is superb. Lots of great things are done. Inventions come out of there. The business world, the business of Israel, isn't just the religious aspects of where they are in terms of Judaism, but it's also a very practical place that has warmed up since it started in the late 40s to being probably the second most important technical work ground in the world. Israel is...
You're absolutely right. I just want to add that because it's Remembrance Day, you know, we remember all the wars, the fallen soldiers, the failing the wars, the people who were murdered by terrorists, the Mossad guys who you don't hear about when they fall. Everybody that has fallen and died for this country, we remember them today.
Yep. Well, that's a good thing to keep. We all need to keep our focus on the people who have, wherever we live, made it possible for us to, in fact, live in freedom. Your country is free. Our country is free. So good thing to think about. It's very motivating. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour. Good day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yes, it's that time again.
Da 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 da. 53 at the hour. Doug Stephens, Good Day Program is April 25th. Yay! Yeah, we can get up to the crescendo there. The crescendo. All right, so let's get to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Chucker's not here with us today. Arnold Schwarzenegger is going back to the big screen. You want to know what the latest action movie is that he's going to be involved in? Well, I will tell you that right after this.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Yes, it's that time again. Time for the annual spring sale at Wagon Save with unique products for your pups and cats. All your furry friends and up to 70% off. Shop at WAG, the letter N, save.com. That's WAG, the letter N, save.com. Wagon Save offers fast 2-day delivery on most products. Shop fancy treats for your pets at wagonsave.com. That's WAG, the letter N, save.com.
All right, so Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to make a new movie. He's not made a movie, Jay, for 4 years. There's
a
new movie called
character, yeah.
Breakout. This is a film. He is going to play a fellow named Terry Reynolds. Sets out to break his stepson out of prison over in a foreign country. The character has to overcome an overzealous prison warden in a race against time to avoid capture and flee the country. Woo-hoo!
I am pretty sure I've already seen this movie, and The Rock was in it.
Yep, right, exactly. So, who's going to be in that with him? He was in, I think the last time he was in an action movie was with Jason Statham and Sylvester Stallone, one of the Expendables, I think. He was in that series, but I think he's done an action flick since then.
Yeah, he's been doing, like, bit bit parts,
Terminator
appearances,
Terminator,
a lot of voice work for video games and other kind of cartoon stuff.
Right. Yep. And fixing potholes in the roads around his house in Brentwood.
Yeah.
Doing that too.
It's gotta
be done. Yep. It would be. I think I enjoy him and his role. I didn't like him early on. I didn't like Conan the Barbarian. I didn't like that character. I didn't like those movies. They were awful. So gory and they're just gross, frankly. But I don't know. There's something about him and what he's all about, even though he's a lech and he ruined his marriage with a very nice wife. So what else is new in Hollywood? Speaking of Hollywood idols, Nicolas Cage is doing some reflections. It's kind of like the Willie Nelson story, where they were millions of dollars in debt to the IRS, and he's talking about his financial problems. Actually, he was interviewed on 60 Minutes, and a lot of stuff, he had a lot of real estate, and that didn't help him when the market crashed.
Yeah, over-invested and all of that.
That kind of stuff. But anyway, he's a chucker, if he were here, would say. You know, he ruined his career because he's done a lot of straight-to-DVD things. He's kept working because he has a financial problem. And so what will happen to him once there's a lot of people have thought it was the same thing as Bruce Willis, who was doing a lot of streaming movies, but that was because of his health and well-being. Doesn't look like Nicolas Cage has a health problem, but he does have a debt problem, and that's why he's done a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, and it comes to a lot of the real estate business. It's lucrative if you can get into it. You have to have the funds to even get into it in the first place, but if the economy is going the way it should and you don't overinvest like Nicolas Cage did, it can be a very lucrative side business.
Yep, exactly. Bridget Fonda, granddaughter of Henry Fonda, daughter of Jane Fonda, it stands by her decision to quit acting, and so why are we? She's 50. Can you believe it? She's 59 years old. She started a family back in 2002. Sorry, her mother's not Jane Fonda.
I was going to say, I don't think they're related.
Peter is her father. The other.
Oh, they are related. Aunt and niece kind of situation?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I thought they weren't related, period.
Yeah, no. No, Peter Fonda was Jane's brother. All the children of Henry Fonda. So anyway, she was in Godfather Part 3. She's been a single white female, that sort of thing. But she doesn't really like it, so under the circumstances, why do what you don't like, right?
Yeah, good for
her. It'd be like me trying to do a radio program every day and I didn't like it. But fortunately for all of us, I like it.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.